Now, why would we choose to play classic Bob Dylan tunes this hour to set up our conversation with actor and classic 80s TV star Don Johnson? Well, just go with me here.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
As Detective Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice, Don Johnson was at one point as famous as Dylan, but that's not the point. Johnson has a new movie coming out playing a Texas detective named Jim Bob from the 80s in a dark, complex story of violence and fear called Cold in July. Johnson is part of a blockbuster cast in the film that includes Sam Shepard and Michael C. Hall from the series Dexter. These days, acting is much preferred to celebrity in Johnson's life. From playing the father in the absurd comedy Eastbound and Down to playing a plantation owner, Big Daddy in Django Unchained, Johnson likes contrasts, he says, exactly why he was drawn to Cold in July.
It's dark, but it's also funny. And I deliver some comic relief in it that I don't think you're expecting at the beginning. And the author of the book that this is based on, Joel Lansdale, he gave me the foundation for how to build the character. And it was, he said, Jim Bob Luke never met a problem he couldn't solve and probably wouldn't know a problem if he saw one. And I liked that. That gave me a lot to work with.
There's a great scene that reminds me of a stage play where you discover this awful videotape of this pornographic, I guess it's a snuff film, where they kill somebody with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And we discover that the character in the tape is the son of Sam Shepard. I mean, there's more to play in the mystery, but at that point, you decide he can't know this. He's searching for his son, but he can't know about this.
But we can't tell Ben about any of it, not yet.
About what?
It ain't nothing we need to jump into right now.
What's on the tape? What's on the tape?
Do yourself a favor, Hoss.
And the whole thing turns around. And you know, suddenly this very tough convict character, Sam Shepard, is like filled with a sense of remorse and just this is over the top for him. It was an amazing transformation in a very short period of time.
Yeah. But that's one of the things that I like about the movie as a whole and why I decided to make it. So many films I look at these days, I know what's going to happen by page 10 or 11, and I think we do that as viewers. You turn on the television or you go to the movies, and by the third or fourth scene, you may enjoy it even, but you know where it's going. And in Cold in July, you have no idea where it's going, and it just keeps changing and keeps transitioning and surprising you and entertaining you, and at once funny and at once uncomfortable, but gripping throughout. You're from opening to close. It's that way, and I like those kinds of challenging transitions of being able to walk the razor's edge and go from comedy to very dark emotional challenges.
Well, it was as disorienting as No Country for Old Men. You know, the first time I saw that, I had no idea where that was headed.
Yeah, right.
And it's similar kind of characters. This is also a real step back to the 80s. I mean, you got the first cell phones. There's a couple of cell phone jokes that you do there. The cars are amazing. It's kind of the 70s cars that survived into the 80s. And
None of those damn cars actually drove either. We either had to push them or tow them or something.
There's a Ford Pinto joke in here.
Something somewhere. Yeah. I like that period of time, particularly because it was pre-cell phones, or the cell phones that we were carrying around were as big as a shoebox. And pre-PC, pre-social media and networks and those sorts of things. So the communication has to be by other means. But I like that period because it's just before everything started to change dramatically.
No, that's really true. That's really true. So what kind of roles do you – I mean, aside from the work that is close to your heart, what kind of stuff you get asked to do?
The other reason that I like this is it wasn't a dad role.
Right.
I got to play something other than somebody's dad, and That's what you get offered a lot when you get to be a more mature member of the
acting public. Yes, exactly.
I'm getting some interesting opportunities.
Plantation owner, right?
Yeah, that was a good one. And Django Unchained was a lot of fun, and I was honored to be asked to be in the movie because he's a film auteur genius, and he's a unique voice in film, like Hunter Thompson was to journalism, Quentin Tarantino is to film.
It's interesting.
And I try to find characters, directors, and people to work with who actually know how to tell stories rather than use the convenience of the public persona.
Mm-hmm. How hard was that to learn as a performer, as a father, as a man, you know, this sort of conflict between one's life and one's sort of public persona, the cheap hook?
Well, I'll tell you, I was very fortunate. I'll tell you a quick story. In the 80s, when I was pretty much at the zenith of Miami Vice, Sonny Crockett mania, I happened to be in the Parker Meridian Hotel uptown up there.
Yep.
And Bob Dylan was on my floor. He called me up, and I'd known Bob a little bit, but we weren't like hangout buddies or anything. And
I don't know Bob even a little bit.
Well, he's a trip. I since I got to know him really well, but he called me up and I was a little surprised. I went, "Hey, well, how you doing? How you doing?" I went, "Well, I'm Bob. I'm good. How you doing?" And he says, "I was wondering if you could give me a ride down to my sister's." And I said, "Okay, where's your sister?" And he said, "Downtown." And I said, "Sure." And on the way downtown in the ride, he was talking to me, and we were talking about careers and stuff like that and singing and how I started singing in my grandfather's church. And he said, "Well, let me ask you something. Would Don Johnson do such and such and such and such? Because Bob Dylan wouldn't do such and such and such and such." And I went, "What in the hell is it? Why is he talking about Bob Dylan and Don Johnson in the third person?" And it took me some time after that to realize that Bob had figured it out, that his product, his brand, his public persona of Bob Dylan had nothing to do with who he really was as a human being. And he was giving me a clue as to learn how to separate Don Johnson, the public persona, from who I truly am, which is neither Don Johnson nor any other kind of normal ego-based identity.
Huh. That's a great story.
I don't know if I've ever told it so articulately.
Well, Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don Johnson plays Jim Bob in the new movie Cold in July, out in theaters today.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.